I've been trying to find the Wolverine for over a year.
It's not who I am anymore.
My employer wants to say thank you for saving his life all those years ago.
I wanted to offer you something no one else can. A gift. You have struggled long enough. I can end your eternity. Make you mortal.
Okay, here's the deal. Because I'm not well versed in the original source material behind the Wolverine and the X-Men in general, I wasn't bothered by deviations from the mythos in previous films. The new spin-off, The Wolverine, is closer to the comic books, but as fun as it can be, it has some serious problems. The story follows Logan, who is pining over the death of Jean Grey, as seen in the X-Men The Last Stand. He ends up caught in the middle of a Yakuza battle in Japan, with his powers mysteriously waning. There are elements of the film I liked, including the title character and the one-off comic book feel to the story. It's also nice to see a summer tentpole that doesn't result in people laying waste to an entire city. However, there's an annoying amount of angst in this film, with Logan moping far, far too long about Jean Grey. Seriously, it feels like a Twilight film at times. Also, some of the cast, including the love interest and one of the villains, may be easy on the eyes, but they have no chemistry with Hugh Jackman and just come across as dull. Still, to be fair to other superhero movies I've given a pass to, The Wolverine gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.